Hi, I'm John Nerrell, and welcome to the Mid-Career GPS Podcast. If you're feeling stuck in your career and overwhelmed by what steps to take, I can help you. As an executive and career transition coach, I help my clients prepare, position, and promote who they are and what they do to show up and find a job they love or love the job they have. It's time to start building your mid-career GPS. So let's get started. Happy holidays, my friends. I wanted to take a few minutes to wish all of you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Holidays. If you celebrated Hanukkah earlier this month, I hope it was a wonderful celebration for you and your loved ones. I've got one bit of housekeeping before I get into today's episode. Did you have a chance to listen to my conversation with Teresa McGeehan? It's the episode right before this. It just dropped a few days ago. She works for Hallmark and she has spent her entire career there. And we talked about what it means to be organizationally loyal and find ways to continually create your next advancement opportunity within an organization. I appreciate Teresa getting on the mic with me, and I know it's an episode you're going to get a lot out of. So it's the episode right before this one, and I hope you will take some time over the next couple of weeks to listen to that as well as any other episodes that you have missed or you wanted to catch up on. So thank you. So I wanted to hop on just a couple of days before Christmas to share a couple of thoughts with you that directly relate to the holiday and your mid-career journey. Now, for me, Christmas is my favorite time of the year and holiday. As a kid and as an adult, I have always loved celebrating Christmas, both for the religious and spiritual reasons, but also for the personal reasons, the chances to get together with family and friends, the holiday parties, the music, the shows, all of that stuff. I just love it. But this year, once again, it feels a little different. And personally, it bothers me. With Omicron spreading quickly, I'll have to admit I'm a little bit sad. It's kind of taken me back to where we all were last year, even though I know it's different. And part of it is that out of an abundance of caution, we've decided not to see certain family members and friends because of that, right? I have family members who are not able to be vaccinated due to a previous medical event and their current situation. I have a very dear family member who has been battling cancer all year, and the last thing any of us want to do is get her sick. Right. So understandably, our plans have changed. And yes, hopefully we're all going to be able to get together soon, but it's a little disappointing. And I have learned as I've gotten older that it serves me well to sometimes just sit in the disappointment and call it out because it helps me move it forward. It's also been a difficult year for some very dear friends of mine who have lost parents and loved ones. And yes, I get it. You get older, and if you're lucky to keep getting older, you see people pass on. It is part of this whole life experience. But it's sad watching friends who have had to deal with this kind of loss. You can't help but have your heart ache for them. And my thoughts and prayers are with you if you've lost parents, spouses, family members, loved ones, God forbid, even children this year, right? I know from experience that the first Christmas after losing a loved one is difficult. The second one hit me like a ton of bricks. So if you're dealing with the loss of someone close to you, I want you to know I'm thinking of you and I'm holding you in my heart. So one of the things that I love about Christmas is the music. And as a former church organist and musician, Christmas music is special, both the traditional and the contemporary. I will admit, I still jam out when Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas comes on, and I love all the traditional carols as well. I like listening to musicians who put their own spin on certain Christmas songs and Christmas carols. And you might be wondering what Christmas music has to do with a podcast related to career development. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to share with you a very special story. And I'm going to tell you a story about someone I hope you get to know a little bit more after this episode. So we have to go back a number of years, and it was during a time in my life shortly after I came out, which puts us in the late 90s, where I was attending a Christmas party a work colleague of mine had thrown. Now, he and his partner had just, they lived outside of New York City, and when you went out onto their balcony, they had this incredible view of the city. And seeing it all lit up every time was just magnificent. And so I get to the party and I walk in and I take off my coat and I meet some people and I grabbed a drink. And I heard this music that they were playing. And from the speakers, no pun intended, was this angelic voice I had never heard before. And so naturally, I asked my friend and I was like, who is this singing? And Johnny said, it's Nancy Lamott. I had never heard of her. He shows me her CD case. I looked at the list of songs. There weren't any songs really that I was familiar with. But I remember I had to get that CD. And as I listened to it and became more of a fan, I got her next one. And I kept trying to find all of these CDs. I think in total there were six, and I got them all. And I quickly became a fan of Nancy Lamott. But sadly, I never got to see her perform. In fact, by the time I was introduced to her, she had already passed. Nancy's career was cut short in her mid-career journey due to ovarian cancer. In fact, she passed away on December 13th, 1995. She married the love of her life an hour before she passed. And it's often been said that her career and her cancer peaked simultaneously. Now, Nancy was a well-known cabaret singer in New York, and she was the first person to ever have a standing engagement at the famed Don't Tell Mama's Cabaret. If you are ever in the theater district in New York, you got to go to Don't Tell Mama's. It's a great time. And Nancy was accompanied by her longtime accompanist, Christopher Marlowe. Nancy's voice sang everything from Cole Porter to Broadway ballads to her own original music. And in 1991, she released that first CD and she reinvested those profits to release the next one. People noticed her. There started to be this following of people who loved Nancy Lamott. She started making TV show appearances on shows like Good Morning America and Regis and Kathy Lee. Kathy Lee, huge fan of Nancy Lamott. And part of Nancy's appeal was that she was a huge advocate and ally for the LGBTQ plus community. And she sang songs that raised a lot of money for AIDS research and programs. One of her most famous songs is called Help Is On The Way. Now, as I understand the story, both from reading everything I could and gathering up online and talking to people as well, her lyricist and composer, David Friedman, came to her one day and said that he wanted to write her her song. As an artist, as a musician, when a composer does that, what they're basically saying is that they want to write the song that you're going to be known for, your message, your anthem, if you will. And she said that she wanted to write her song, she wanted her song rather, to be uplifting to people who were dealing with hardship, especially those who were battling HIV and AIDS. David wrote that song for her, and that song is called We Can Be Kind. At the time in my life when I heard We Can Be Kind, I was dealing with a lot of hatred and misunderstanding, both personally and professionally. My relationship with my parents at the time was estranged. I had my job threatened because of my sexual orientation. I had been in and gotten out of a relationship that wasn't right for me, wasn't right for either of us. I suffered silently and got through it with the help of a lot of caring people who stood by me when others couldn't or didn't. It's why We Can Be Kind means so much to me. It brings me back to that time in my life. And one of my fondest memories of ever having an opportunity to perform that song was accompanying it for a 54-member show choir at the school where I taught. Thank God I knew how to play that song well, because it was really hard as my eyes started welling up. It's one of those moments where music touches you. It heals you. It speaks to you. It empowers you. And I play that song throughout the year, and I listen to it, especially at the holidays. Now, obviously, for copyright reasons, I can't play it here, but I will link to it in the show notes. And I hope you'll listen. I hope you will get to know Nancy Lamott just a little bit more because of this. And while We Can Be Kind is not a Christmas song, the chorus seems especially fitting this year, given everything we are dealing with and struggling with in our world and during this pandemic. So I'll quote you the chorus. We can be kind. We can take care of each other. We can remember that deep down inside, we all need the same thing. And maybe we'll find, if we are there for each other, that together we'll weather whatever tomorrow may bring. During this holiday season, my friends, my wish for you is that you're able to enjoy the time with your family and friends. Be a little kinder. When somebody gets on you about why you haven't found a job yet or why you haven't gotten promoted, be kind. Breathe. Deep down inside, they're just trying to help. It's just that the packaging and the delivery is off. When someone is being a little judgmental to you, get a little curious. Ask them what they mean. Get clarity, and then decide how you want to react. But please, don't say something you're going to regret. It's not worth it. During the holidays, cherish the time that you get with your family of origin and your family of choice. Make memories. Give yourself a break. More than likely, you probably weren't going to get everything done and accomplished you set out for on January 1st. And so, as we head into the last 2 weeks of the year, actually the last week or so, really, like 2020, 2021 has been another year where we have learned to pivot and face challenges. You've had successes. Celebrate them. No matter how big or small you think they are, celebrate the heck out of them and do it with great love and pride, because you have a lot more to look forward to in 22. 2022 is your chance to create your next advancement opportunity and to build your mid-career GPS differently than you have done before. And I'm here to help you. I am here for you. I'm not going anywhere. I am along for the ride with you. And I am here to help you figure out whatever is next for you and your career. And I am grateful and excited to see what we get to do together next year. Remember, we build our mid-career GPSs 1 mile or 1 step at a time, and how we show up matters. And in the words of Nancy Lamott, we can be kind. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, my friends. If you enjoyed today's episode and don't want to miss another one, follow on Apple Podcasts or wherever you usually listen, and kindly remember to rate and review. Visit johnnarrell.com to download your free job search tracker and other free mid-career GPS resources right there on my homepage so you can start building your mid-career GPS. Come join my private Facebook group at Your Mid-Career GPS and join an amazing community of people like you who are all working to figure out whatever is next for themselves and their careers. And don't forget to connect with me on LinkedIn and follow me on social at John Narrell Coaching. I'll see you next time.